I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Tomorrow night, the St. Louis Symphony and Chorus present the concert version of the opera Peter Grimes, and later we're going to hear from tenor Anthony Dean Griffey, who sings the title role. Actor Stephen Lang joins us for a look at Beyond Glory, in which he portrays eight American servicemen, each who earned a Medal of Honor. You may be familiar with Lang from his roles in such films as Conan, The Barbarian, and Avatar. And we'll talk to Native American flutist Mark Holland of Autumn's Child ahead of his concert debuting his new CD, Circle of Sound. This Sunday, the St. Louis International Film Festival will screen the 1955 Alfred Hitchcock film To Catch a Thief. Academy Award-winning costume designer Edith Head dressed stars Cary Grant and Grace Kelly in that film. Actress Susan Clawson portrays the designer in her one-woman show, A Conversation with Edith Head, which she brings to the Sheldon December the 6th. She'll also be part of the To Catch a Thief screening this weekend. Susan Clawson, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
I have a very important question to ask you, Red. I Google all the time, but I understand that Edith Head was a subject of a Google Doodle, do they call it?
That's exactly what they call it.
And I don't know what that is.
Well, Google selects certain things or events to highlight. And on October 28th, which would have been Edith Head's 116th birthday, she was the Google Doodle. And there was Edith in her typical tailored look with her round glasses, and six sketches were selected, one from To Catch a Thief. Well, it was all over the world, actually, and it was really an amazing tribute to and for and in honor of someone who passed away in 1981.
Right. She had a career of something like six decades?
That's exactly right. She was 44 years at Paramount, where she would work on 30 to 40 films a year. And then after Paramount did not renew her contract because of her friendship with Alfred Hitchcock and Lou Wasserman, who was head of Universal Studios, she moved over to Universal.
You know, I think it's really amazing that the number of people that know who she is today, seriously, being a costume designer, let me put it this way. For those listening, who can name a Hollywood costume designer besides Edith Head? Can most people name one?
Yeah. No, and who else had an animated character, Edna Mode, in homage from the film The Incredibles? And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't get a Google alert from a young designer or a fashionista or someone interested in film, because she really was an executive woman before there was such a thing. You know, it was a boys' club when she came in 1923, mm-hmm. which is amazing. And the films are as timeless as her designs.
Yeah, she dressed some of the greatest stars in some super films. We'll talk about that a little bit. You know, I grew up, I was a kid in the 60s and 70s, and I seem to remember her name from television credits. I want to say the Carol Burnett Show.
Well, Bob Mackie was the main, and Bob Mackie actually was a sketch artist for Edith Head, which is amazing.
But I remember her name from credit.
Absolutely.
From something.
Absolutely, and she did Pete and Tilly with Carol Burnett, the film, and Carol Burnett was a clothes horse, and she said she really had to work hard to make her look dumpy like in Pete and Tilly, had to use those tricks of the trade. Mm-hmm. But Edith was a household name constantly. As you said, what other face could you put to a costume designer? She invented branding. You know, there was always Edith Head. And also she, as she says, she was doing makeovers long before they coined the term.
Mm-hmm. She had such a distinctive look. You referred to it a minute ago. She had those like big bangs, those big black rimmed glasses. And isn't there a story that, I don't know, you're watching, was a biography or something on PBS, and they did something ever, and all of a sudden a light bulb went off in your head?
That's exactly right, Tom. I was watching, I'm an artistic director of Invisible Theater in Tucson, and I've directed one-person shows, I've acted and scripted one-person shows, but I'd never done anything for myself, and I was watching biography, and I literally went, huh, I look like her. Nobody had ever said that to me before. And I watched, and I'd always been aware of Edith Head, but never to the degree. And as I watched the story, it was incredible to do what she had done, worked on 1,131 films. films. She never walked off the set. And always now, if you get the top 10 dresses that were ever on red carpet, Edith is still represented in it. So the story was fascinating. And then I wanted to see if a theatrical piece had ever been done on her, and there hadn't. So I applied for right of likeness, right of publicity to Motion Picture and Television Fund. I spoke with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, because you can't mention Oscar or even replicate Oscar, and got permission from them. And actually, they, when people come see the show on December 6th and 7th, they can see two of the Oscars used to set shots. And then we have 13 hours of taped interviews that are the basis for the show. And then the show changes every performance because people can really ask questions.
Well, when you talk about the light bulb going off in your head, you didn't mention one thing.
What?
That is... Did you actually look like her?
Yeah, that's it. I know. I mean, but really, nobody had ever said that. They would say Imogene Coco or a short Carol Burnett.
I can see Imogene, yeah.
But now everybody says, oh, that's why you do the show, because you look so much like Edith Head. But it's so funny. I've always looked this way. I haven't changed the way I've looked.
Really?
Yes. I mean, well, maybe a little. Everything's been this way.
No kidding.
You will look at pictures from 30 years ago, and I've looked this way.
Wow. It was meant to be.
It was a meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Well, it follows what Mae West said. Now, Mae West said, you know, in her advice, she said, find your magic and stick with it, honey. Never change it. And Edith lived by that, and I've sort of lived by that also.
Well, you bring up Mae West. Isn't it true also that of all the great stars Edith had designed for, that you... That the couple of Mae West films were the only ones that she had some regrets about?
Absolutely. That's so true. She never saw them. In the later years, Sextet and Myra Breckinridge, she designed the films as a favor to Mae, but chose not to see the film. She felt they were too trashy and not up to what, you know, Mae was a genius. She was as smart as a businesswoman as well as a great star.
There's an interesting story about Edith Head. She sort of got into the business using a little deception. Right? Tell me if this is right, that when she was applying for her first job, she really didn't have any experience in costume design, and she actually used some other students' sketches to get
a
job.
That's exactly right. She was teaching languages. And
French,
her,
I think.
Yes, French is exactly right. And then her duties were expanded to take on some art classes. And she was taking a class, and she needed money. She was looking in the classifieds. She saw an ad, you know, wanted sketch artists, work for Cecil B. DeMille. Well, all she had were kind of oceans. So she borrowed the sketches. And Howard Greer, who was the chief designer of Paramount, said he'd never seen so much talent in any one portfolio. And she got the job. And she too, was smart. And she studied with the greatest, Travis Banton, and took in everything. And then when he left, she has been the only head of a studio costume department in history. She has 8 Academy Awards. It's a record that will go unbroken.
You know, it's kind of funny. Anyone else would do that, you know, it might backfire on them. But because she pulled it off, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. You know, I mean, it's the stuff of Hollywood history. And people love those things.
Let's talk about some of the great films and stars that she designed for. I guess she became best known to the general public after the 1937 movie The Hurricane, in which she designed Dorothy L'Amour's sarong dress. Was that sort of her big break as far as being known?
Absolutely. And it was funny because Dorothy L'Amour was very flat-chested, so Edith had to pad out the sarong because they didn't have hooks and eyes, and used, you know, adhesive tape to hold it all together. And Dorothy L'Amour won the part. And that sarong became a national institution. It was the first of many trends that Edith set and that Hollywood set at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So she designed all of the road pictures, so with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and Dorothy L'Amour, you know, which was wonderful.
What are some of the other big stars?
Well, Elizabeth Taylor, all of the Hitchcock blondes. You know, the last being Tippi Hedren, of course.
Who actually came to see you in a performance.
She has seen the show a couple of times, and she's such a wonderful, passionate person. And when Tippi came the first time to see the show, she brought two reproductions of sketches that Edith had done for personal wardrobe when they were going out promoting the film. And she sort of, whenever she sees the show, she kind of glazes over a little. And we reminisce, me as Edith and Tippi as Tippi, about the times. It's incredible.
Something.
It is. It's wonderful.
And I heard also there was a story where you met, I think, Edith Head's former attorney. He'd come seen the show, and he was really moved by it and came and talked to you, spoke to you.
That was astonishing. My host, who will be here in St. Louis with us, takes questions.
He's in the cast, right?
He's in the cast. We have to make sure questions are time appropriate. I can't answer anything after 1981. And so her attorney was there, and we got enough backstory so I could speak with him as Edith. And she always gave him her Academy Award tickets because she was always commentating. And after, he was teary. I'm going to get teary, you know, speaking about this, because he said everyone should have the opportunity to share an afternoon or evening with the person they loved and lost.
We're talking with actress Susan Clawson about a conversation with Edith Head. That's her one-woman show that's coming to the Sheldon December 6th and 7th. She'll also be part of the St. Louis International Film Festival this weekend. I read that unlike, as you said, referred to earlier, when she got into the business of costume designing, it was a man's world. And she operated a little differently than the men, evidently. Unlike them, she really got to know or worked with the female stars. I guess they just designed dresses and handed them over, but she made more of an effort.
I think there was more ego in some of the great men designers. It was their design or nothing. Edith knew that her clothes would look only as good as the actress felt in them. So she really collaborated with them. There's a great story about Vertigo with Kim Novak refusing to wear gray. Mm-hmm. Which, if you've seen the film, you know that's an incredible part of it. Betty Davis would come into the salon, try out everything. So she really worked with Grace Kelly. Grace was great friends with Edith, and she loved coming into the salon, and she would kick off her shoes, and they could talk about everything together. And To Catch a Thief is one of Edith's favorite films, so it's wonderful, and people will get to hear Edith, in quotes, Edith, talk about the film's backstory.
You're going to stand up and introduce it as Edith and then
absolutely. Take
Q&A after.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's a St. Louis connection. Edith Head's mother was actually born here. I don't think she grew up here, but was born here.
That's right.
So what do you know about Edith Head's early years?
Well, she was actually born Jewish and converted to Catholicism. So she was an ardent Catholic. She, her stepfather was a mining engineer. So she grew up, as she likes to say, in a fly speck of a mining town called Searchlight, Nevada. And she dressed little animals. She would make little costumes for them. And she says, growing up in the desert prepared her for handling all the snakes and scorpions she would be working with in Hollywood.
What was she like as a person, as far as you know? I know you never met her.
But she was, from everything I have read, everything I've listened to, and all the people who have been gracious enough to speak with us about her, she was guarded. You know, she had her exterior.
But she did a lot of interviews and things, right?
Oh, and she was totally accessible. I saw a post up on Facebook today. Somebody said she had worked with her. Here in St. Louis, which is great. Every place I go, people have worked with her or photos, because she would constantly be out there through magazines, through radio interviews, through television with Art Linkletter. So she really was a household name. She was a founder of the Costume Designers Guild, and she put a face on what a costume designer does.
You said she's guarded.
Guarded, but very vulnerable inside. She had a great and wicked sense of humor. She never gossiped. I remember.
And she lived in Hollywood?
And she lived in Hollywood. That's why people, like Lucille Ball said, you know, Edie knows all of our secrets, but she doesn't give them away. And that's why the stars loved her.
She died in 1981. It was just, I think, literally weeks after working on her final film.
Yeah. It was the two weeks after the wrap, of Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, and Carl Reiner directed, and they wanted her because if you know the film, it's a film noir kind of tribute, and Edith did the great ones, Double Indemnity, and there was a cachet, you know, costumes by Edith Head really carried weight in a film, and it was a young Carl Reiner. So when they see the show, you'll get a backstory on all these things.
The Sheldon presents Susan Clawson in a conversation with Edith Head. That's coming up December 6th and 7th at the Sheldon. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link for more information. But before that, the St. Louis International Film Festival will be screening To Catch a Thief. That's going to be this Sunday, 1 p.m. at the Plaza Frontenac Cinema. And our guest here will be appearing there as Edith Head, introducing the film, then doing a Q&A afterwards. And I understand you haven't been to St. Louis since a short trip in 1969.
Yes, yes. And I think, as you said, the Arch was new then. Is that right?
That's but we a couple met, years old. Yeah,
couple years old. I was too, just a couple years old. Yeah. It was, you know, I loved it then, but now I have such a great feeling about being here in St. Louis. We can't wait to be a part of the film festival in the Sheldon.
You've had a friend of yours, a friend of ours too, Ken Page, that's had quite an acting career. He's been back in St. Louis for a couple of years, but you've known him.
Yes, I've had the privilege of presenting him, and it was because of Ken that he introduced our show to Mary Strauss, and she came out to see the show, loved it, and it was a perfect combination to her glamour exhibit at the Sheldon. So people are going to have a very enriching time seeing the exhibit and seeing the show and seeing the film.
And you're going to be at the Sheldon tonight, but not performing.
Yes, Audra McDonald, who I'm a huge fan. I think Edith Head is her favorite costume designer.
Really?
Do you think she'll say that?
Probably.
I would think so, too.
If you speak to her. So people should look for you in the audience. You'll be the one with the bangs and the big glasses?
Exactly.
Do you make a point not to look like her when you go out?
No, I just look like me. But people will say that. And, you know, there are people that you don't know if they're alive or dead because they've always sort of looked the same.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think I am Edith Head. You know, they'll say, gosh, she looks good for her age. Yeah, for 116. I hope so.
All right. I'm expecting some fashion advice from you later.
Yes. Well, no, I like that. I like the pinstripe in your shirt. Looks very stylish, sir.
And that's coming from Edith Head. Susan Clawson, I mean. Susan Clawson, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to seeing you Sunday at Plaza Frontenac Cinema for To Catch a Thief, the screening of that, part of the film festival, and then December 6th and 7th at the Sheldon for a conversation with Edith Head. Thank you so much. It's been great talking to
you. It's wonderful to speak with you. Someone so stylish.
Oh, my. Coming up next, a new CD from Mark Holland, and later, the story of eight war veterans in Beyond Glory. This is St. Louis Public Radio.